the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Despite holding senior water rights on the severely depleted Colorado River, Imperial Valley farmers who already cut their water use fear they could lose critical irrigation supplies if an accord on 2023 water diversions isn't reached for multiple states relying on the river. The farmers say emergency water delivery cuts ordered recently by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation do not go far enough to achieve the agency's goal of conserving water for the river's sustainability. The nonprofit group Farm Forward joined a consumer class action lawsuit against Whole Foods, alleging they've deceived shoppers about beef products that they sell. Since 1981, Whole Foods has claimed that all animals within the supply chain are raised without antibiotics, but an independent laboratory found antibiotic residue in antibiotic-free meat bought from a Whole Foods store in California. Antibiotic-free meat can cost as much as 20% or more than conventional meat. China's record heat wave is beginning to disappear as farmers assess damage caused by the lengthy dry spell. Reuters says the Chinese government is urging producers to replant or switch crops where they can. Over 70 days of extreme temperatures and low rainfall have hit the country's crops hard. Rain is in the forecast over the next week, but farmers worry the heat has already done too much damage. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.